Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I'm joined by Grace Pushman. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Megan.
So working in the Career Center as career advisors, we often hear students say, I don't want a job where I just have to sit at a desk all day.
I hear that all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe the number one work value that students are expressing.
Yes.
To us. Because I think so many of us have this fear of the like cubicle farm.
Yes.
That like bland, gray desert of a work environment where you're stuck in a cube all day looking at a computer.
Is the movie Office Space, right?
Totally.
Yes. Like that movie.
Or even, I mean, The Office, I guess, is a little bit better. But still, they sit at their desk a lot.
Yep.
Right. So, of course, those spaces do exist. But, you know, it doesn't always have to be your reality. And what we want to talk about today is there are plenty of office jobs where, sure, you have a desk that you come back to all the time. But it might not be as stuck in your seat as you're imagining.
Yes.
So We want to shed some light on office jobs and what they really can look like. So we're going to do that by kind of talking about some of the common refrains we hear from students when it comes to this type of work. So Grace, do you want to kick us off with the first one?
Yeah. So we'll be myth busting today. Some of the common myths that we hear. One is, if I work at an office, I'll be sitting in a cubicle or office all day long. Now, like Megan said, there are probably a small percentage of jobs that you would be at your desk for the majority of the day. But I think in our experience, that is not typical of most office jobs.
Right.
Because often your day to day is going to look very different. So, for example, technically, Megan and I have office jobs.
Yes.
We work in an office.
Yes.
And honestly, I think I was one of those people that never thought that would be me either at one point. So, but what I will say is that my job does not feel boring. And even though I am in my office probably for the majority of the week, there are a lot of times that I am in a meeting, I am giving a presentation, I might even leave Grand Valley campus to go to a conference or to go visit an employer. So there is quite a lot of variety within that. And I think you'll also, so I think a lot of jobs are like that where you're not just at your desk all day. You're moving around, you're doing a lot of different things. And then also something to think about is that workspaces typically aren't dull anymore. So you might fantasize about working at a space like Google where there are ping pong tables and slushy machines. But the good news is a lot of companies are kind of adapting that vibe.
Right. So moving toward that.
Exactly. We have Coyote Logistics here in Michigan. They have flags and pendants hanging from their wall, music playing. They have a snack bar. Quicken Loans has a basketball court, treadmill, desks, and you can bring your own dog to work. Companies like Hayworth and Herman Miller are utilizing interior design to promote creativity and collaboration. I know I did a tour of Steelcase offices, and they're just beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
And so many ways they've set it up so that there's just a variety of ways that workers can do their work. Like,
sure,
you don't just have to be in one space. You can move around.
Yes.
You can sit on a couch. You can sit on a rocking chair. Like, you could sit in so many different areas to get your work done that makes it, I think, feel fun and fresh.
Gives you some variety. So you aren't just always, you might be looking at your computer a lot.
Yes.
But the environment around you maybe can change enough that it kind of spices things up a little bit.
Exactly. And I think it's hard to find a job where you're not looking at a computer these days.
I mean, like, there's email, there's just stuff that every job is going to have. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then finally with that too, just thinking about, you know, not necessarily like where you're sitting can change.
Mm-hmm.
The world of work is changing, especially within the last year. So a lot of companies are adopting remote work. And like, even though a lot of places I think are slowly going back to working in person, I think there has been a big shift. So I know, for example, at Grand Valley, I think a lot of people are now will be working at campus and then also occasionally at home. And I think a lot of companies are doing that. So you might have the freedom to call your bedroom your office if you want, or your own kitchen table, or however it works. And so I think you'll find that in a lot of companies, there's more flexibility there as well.
Right. And that also might be something that, you know, because of the pandemic, companies are more open to. So when you're starting a new position, asking, are there flexible work arrangements available that I can do a couple of days from home and the rest of the time in the office? It might be as simple as asking, is this available to me?
And that's actually something that we talk about negotiating and how to negotiate. That's actually something that's a great maybe thing to put in there as yes. a way to negotiate your yes. position if you want to work
right. remote. Entry level might be hard to ask for more pay, but you could certainly ask for some flexibility in the way you work.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that would break up the week, right?
Totally. Well, yeah. I guess I should say an example from my own personal life is that we have offices both in Allendale and in the downtown campus. So plug for our offices. You can visit us on both campuses. But because of that, a lot of us move back and forth between the campuses. And I love that. So typically I will be in Allendale a couple days a week and downtown a few days. And I love that variety. It's great. And I think most of the people we work with would say the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Variety is helpful. However you can get it. All right. So the next refrain we hear is that students want to do something hands on. So, you know, when you're thinking about a job role that's hands on, you might jump to kind of the practical technical careers, like something in healthcare or engineering, where you're working directly with patients, where you're designing machinery that's used in manufacturing. So, of course, those kind of roles, yes, those are very hands on. You're a physical therapist. You are literally,
literally hands on,
right? So that's, you know, what might first come to mind. But so much of our world utilizes technology in different aspects of their job that it actually is likely that even in those hands-on roles, there still is a percentage, sometimes even a pretty large percentage of the time that needs to be spent on things like paperwork or just work that needs to happen at a desk.
Yes.
Think about a doctor, right? Yes. That's a very hands-on role, but you know, maybe doing a informational interview with someone in healthcare, you might find that, I don't know, 40% of their time, they need to be taking notes and doing paperwork and getting all of those things in order. So, you know, it's a little deceptive sometimes. And then on the flip side, you know, I'll use the example of working in the field of accounting. You might think of accounting as a field that, well, you're going to be stuck at a desk, boring, 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 looking at numbers all day. When in reality, many of those roles are, maybe it's client serving. So you're going out to a client often. Those typically are pretty team-based roles. So you might be in a conference room with your colleagues rather than just always sitting in the same space. So I think it's kind of good to look at both sides of the coin when we're talking about hands-on positions. So if you want to work hands-on, you want to consider, you know, what does that actually mean? Is your value to work outside? Is it to be on your feet all day long? Mm-hmm. Do you want physicality to be a part of your job, right? Or are you, you know, kind of just thinking, I don't want to be staring at a computer screen all day, which I think we hopefully are busting that a little bit, that's not always something you have to do. But, you know, always a good idea to talk with your career advisor about some of those options and what that might look like.
Right. And I think this next myth is very similar to what Megan was just talking about, which is that if you're in an office job, you're doing the same thing every day. So Megan even just gave the example of accounting. I'll give a similar example because I was an intern for an actuarial company. Mm-hmm. It was a consulting firm, which is similar to accounting if you don't know what actuarial science is. But it is very much sitting in front of a computer, working on Excel spreadsheets, typically, from my experience. However, even though that was probably the bulk of my time there, and I will say for me, it was too much computer time for me. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be different. But even with that, we went to a baseball game as a group. We would go out to lunch all the time with the people we worked with. We would go to other companies as, you know, consultants and meet with other professionals in other areas. We had meetings. We had trainings. It was a very dynamic experience. But I think there is that balance, right? Everyone has to decide, okay, well, how much of my time can be in front of a computer or can be at my desk?
Yes.
Because, you know, maybe 30% of your time is good for you.
Right.
And that's probably what I would say Megan and I don't know. It's hard to say. But
yeah.
And I think that works great. Maybe you're okay with 75%, but just know that there's no job, I don't think, or probably very rare, that it would be 100% of your time.
Right.
And that's something that you can test out with internships and doing some of those informational interviewing that Megan referred to.
Yeah, those are great questions to ask. Like, get down to the nitty gritty with someone. What percentage of your time are you sitting at your desk?
Yes.
What does that actually look like in this role?
Well, and even thinking about that. So I think sometimes when you think of sitting at your desk, you might equate that to slowly dying in front of your computer.
Right.
Like staring at like, the same thing. I'm
bored out of my mind.
Right. Yeah. But actually, I mean, think about what you'd be doing on your computer because it might be more exciting than you think.
So true.
There's so much variety. And so yes. I know for me, part of my job that I'm looking at the computer the most is when I'm editing these podcasts.
Yeah.
And I honestly love it. I think it's like. So fun. And right. I can sit on my couch and do it and have yes. like some music playing. And,
yes.
You know, so I think it's thinking it too about not just will I be in front of the computer, but what would I be doing in front of the computer? Mm-hmm. What are the tasks? And know that, again, most jobs, I would say almost every job, yeah. it's never going to be the same thing every day.
Right.
There's
right.
going to be variety.
Right. And are the things you're doing, like you said, bringing you energy and, get, you know, have you be excited about what you're doing? I have a similar thing. You know, Grace and I are both career advisors, but then we do this podcast. I also work a lot with the marketing in our office. So yes. I get to design things.
So fun.
I get to coordinate different aspects of our marketing strategy. Those are all things where I'm looking at my computer screen, but it's energizing because I enjoy it. And it's
creative. Yeah.
It's something different from the rest of my work. So yeah, ask those questions, really evaluate what that's going to look like when you're considering a type of a role.
And I would argue too, you mentioned in the last point about hands-on, mm-hmm. I would argue a lot of what we just talked about is hands-on. So even though you're yeah. on a computer, like creating a flyer, using
totally.
Canva or something
totally.
To make some marketing piece, that feels hands-on to me at least.
Feels hands-on.
Because it's creative.
And exactly.
Yeah. So what is hands-on also might look different than what
right.
you're thinking.
Right. For sure. Mm-hmm. So the other myth is that if I work in one of these office jobs, I'm going to be wearing a suit every day. And that doesn't sound good to me. So, you know, we don't want to wear suits every day either
no.
here in the Career Center. Nope. And I think the world of work, I know the world of work is slowly moving more casual down the spectrum.
Yep.
Of what professional dress means. I think you could take our career fairs as a really good example of that. When we had in-person career fairs and you walk around, many of the recruiters are in jeans and some sort of a branded t-shirt or polo. And that is very, very common in workplaces. So many companies have adapted what would be called a dress for your day, where if you have an important client meeting, maybe you get, you know, up the professional level of dress. But often companies will do casual Fridays. You can wear jeans, be a little more casual. So, you know, many, many office environments now are not going to be that stuffy, have to wear a suit, have to be kind of buttoned up in this professional way all the time. And so you can investigate that before you even apply somewhere. Get on their Instagram page. What are they showing their employees doing and wearing? In the informational interviews again, those are also great questions to ask. And then just evaluate how much of a value are you placing on that?
Yeah.
And all of these things all tie together. Because if you do have some flexibility where you're working remotely, maybe you are okay with 3 days a week needing to get pretty dressed up, but you know you're going to have your 2 days at home
yep.
where you can wear whatever you want. So, it all comes back to, what do you really value in the work that you're doing and what the workplace and work environment looks like.
Exactly. Because you might find that you love the work enough and the
yeah.
people you work with enough that you can stomach wearing mm-hmm. some more formal attire. However, I do think that a lot of places are moving more away from that. So
yep.
you might be able to avoid that a little bit. So hopefully with these few myths that we talked about, you're feeling a little bit better about the idea of potentially working in an office someday. If you think this career path might include some if you think the career path you're looking into might include some office work, which I think probably most do.
Yes.
You might be surprised. it might not be as bad as you think. And if you're recognizing that you might need a balance of hands-on work along with office work, that's okay. And again, that's probably the majority of jobs that you're going to
mm-hmm.
look at.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with the Career Center and we can help you to explore jobs and research industries. Connect with people to do some of those informational interviews. And we can help look into all of that so that you can find a place that would be a good fit for you.
For sure. I agree. Yes. Do your research, as always.
Yes.
As always. All right. Well, thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.